So I appreciate you coming through on short notice. The paper is busy. I look at the Nassau Guardian this morning, and it's really busy right now. You know, they have Hubert Minnis, Dr. Hubert Minnis, to lead the opposition, which is now the FNM. And they have a new DPM taking office. You have 5 murders in 2 days with people over social networks. They kind of associate that with the new government somehow.
And that makes no sense. Like,
it doesn't.
I think they had 2 murders on the night of the election.
The night of the election.
And they was like, oh, the PLP said they're going to stop this. And it's happening. Like, come on, man. Be reasonable.
Oh, my goodness. And it happens all the time. You know, it happens. And I just don't know why they even go there when we don't even have a Attorney General, per se, you know, Minister of National Security. I think these people are supposed to be appointed by tomorrow.
Especially in a predicament we are as a country, these people should be appointed like as soon as possible.
Cool. And I'm going to take out this moment to shout out Patricia. Patricia is the hardest working, one of the hardest working women in the Nassau Guardian. She's looking lovely this morning, too. Thank you, Patricia. But yeah, you know, and with the election, you know, it was a landslide victory. Are you surprised at all at the landslide victory?
Surprised? Not really, because I believe that the Bahamian people were really sick of what was going on. Like, regardless if they expressed that by coming out to rallies, like, crowds don't vote. Individuals do. So I think people got kind of tricked.
Yeah.
Seeing the crowds.
I look at the paper and it said the PLP got 10,000 more votes than FNM. I don't think the 10,000 were holograms. I don't think the 10,000 were holograms. I think they saw, they felt the 10,000. They felt it.
Holograms don't mark X's.
No, not at all. And so, you know, I'm just surprised that I'm surprised at the landslide. I honestly predicted that the winning party wouldn't win no more than 20 votes. I mean, 20 seats, I mean. And that was my prediction. That was a big prediction. I was totally, totally off.
I think everyone is off on this one.
I was totally off. I was hoping that it would be like a 19 seater, 18 seater, you know, something like that. But
I was hoping the DNA had a few seats.
I was hoping so too. I was hoping that it was a balanced parliament, but it doesn't happen that way. And you know, I'm sure like there's disappointment. You know, with the DNA, of course. You would know, you work
somewhat,
with the DNA.
Somewhat, yeah. Because a lot of the candidates were really sincere, and they put a lot out there. They made a lot of sacrifices personally. They put themselves out there, and it didn't happen. But we got a lot of support, and we appreciate all the support you did.
Have the sacrifices paid off, though? Do you think that it was a waste, or...?
No, in no way was it a waste, because it's a start. And they're going to continue, as I would hope. And... 2017.
Yeah. I want to invite people to chime in on our conversation here. 328-6881, 323-8160. So give us a call. Let me repeat that number again, 323-8160. So give us a call and chime in on our conversation, or, you know, just ask a question if you have a question. We don't mind. We're here. The DNA, I was disappointed, even though, like, I'm a neutral, you know, everybody who knows me knows that I'm neutral. Quite neutral. And, you know, but I was hoping that they had some seats, and I was pretty sure that they would get some. Were you surprised at all when the results came back?
Actually, I worked one of the polls, and I was kind of surprised at the outcome of that poll.
Which poll did you work?
I worked on Montague.
Okay, Montague.
I worked in Montague with Ben Aubrey, and... Wow, it was kind of surprising, and honestly, there were a lot of things that happened that the larger bodies did that led to the election turning out like how it did.
Right, right, and I mean, you know, with Ben Aubrey, of course, with the leader Branville McCartney, of course, with Chris Mortimer.
Those were surprises.
You would have expected more.
Yeah, and. I think the biggest surprise for me and the most disheartening part about it was Bamboo Town. Like it was kind of emotional.
Right.
Because he was a real representative to that constituency.
To that constituency, I know. And he was one of the realest ones,
exactly.
The realest representatives.
He was up front. Like he had all type of initiatives going on in the area, helping out the kids, helping out the old folks. And he's been doing this for the whole time he was there, and it was kind of disheartening. Like,
but wouldn't you agree that the Bamboo Town isn't the same Bamboo Town?
No, not now, because I believe the PLP have they ever won that Bamboo Town?
I think so. I'm not sure if they have, but I don't think it's the same Bamboo Town that Branville won. I think it was traditionally FNM.
It always was traditionally FNM, but come on, the guy represented you like and well, so it shouldn't be a color issue.
Right, but what I'm saying though is not the same. Due to the boundary cuts, it wasn't the same Bamboo Town.
It was slightly changed.
Yeah, slightly. Have you seen the cut?
He mashed it up, all right.
And so, you know, but with those people, it was really disappointing. Like I said, with Chris Mortimer, Ben Aubrey, and Branville McCartney, I was kind of flabbergasted.
And these are individuals that put their heart and soul.
Right, that it wasn't, I thought it would be a closer race
in
those areas. Now, you know, I've heard something before, and, you know, I've heard that Mr. McCartney said he's going to have these two guys retire. You know, speaking about our Prime Minister now, Prime Minister Christie, and our former Prime Minister Ingram. So do you think half of the job is completed? Do you think?
One's gone, one down, one to go.
Do you think it was him?
Do you think it was the DNA that made a big impact? Like I've heard individuals from both sides of the body, like, you know, FNMs, they're kind of disheartened because I guess Hubert Ingram left. Like they have no Papa now. So, yeah, Papa's gone. Like,
right?
He should be charged with neglect. And now we have Christie, and a lot of people at PLV has told me, like, you know, we can see what Mr. Christie doing. If he mess up, you know, we can see you all
right.
Next time.
You know what I think? I think that Bahamian people are holding their leaders more accountable now. And so now, if they're not pleased with the way something is going, they have no problem going to the next one.
Yeah, so I suggest he does a good job.
So the act has to be tight. And we're looking at this, we're looking at the next 100 days, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, the next 100 days, I think the next 100 days is, August? I think it runs into August,
somewhere in
mid-August. And the summers are, like, the hottest times of year, especially for crime and, but at least business picks up in summer, I guess, you know, especially in tourism.
Yeah. Business pickups, but let's hope everything picks up.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about those 100 days.